Well, good morning. I just asked Pastor, is that fresh water under there? I had a cup just like that back in my Sunday school, sipping on it. So seriously, you know, as colds come and go, just don't let it go into your lungs. Okay, there's too much pneumonia rolling around out here, and this, you know, the flu is bad, but these colds can do different things as well. So just a warning to monitor them closely. And then praises and prayer requests. Susan Davidson made it 400 feet and taking just medication for pain every 6 or so hours, but she is at the Oaks. Don't know. Usually with things like this, you don't. There's more questions than there are answers sometimes, so they don't know how long. But Susan is at the Oaks and apparently doing well. And Debbie is still at the piano, though there are crutches down there, but you only have a hard shoe on. That's all that they said you would need for a few weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah, that's the total. Yeah, so she's now the fourth, starting with Kathy here. So, and Doug. Yes.
Debbie kicked me and I kicked her back.
Oh, is that what it was? And Terry had his stint, so now we're into the fourth program. So just remember those things. And I just really appreciate y'all praying for my mom and for me. Mickey Garland knows the Lord. And at Christmas time, 89 years old, and probably got more things wrong with her than all of us put together. Okay, she's on her fourth pacemaker. And, you know, skin cancer, the list is long. But she was fine at Christmas. And then Monday, she fell, didn't break anything. But she, make a long story short, she is in heart failure. And she is on high flow oxygen to help. But she, similar to Pastor, has a heart valve infection. So her major aortic valve has kind of dispersed this infection throughout her body and primarily into her head. So she's not thinking as clearly as she always. She may physically be in difficult shape. So she has heart failure probably because of the heart valve infection, but because she's not been very active for a week, she has the starting of pneumonia. So let's just pray for Maxine Garland, this Mike's mom. And so there's a lot of things that need to be done. I spent those end of life even to hospice at this point, because if she can't come off of that high flow oxygen, but the antibiotic appears to be working, and it's only orally. So just pray for her, but pray for me as decisions need to be made, and I would appreciate that. So, deacons, meeting tonight, which signals that there's a quarterly business meeting coming up very soon on the 28th, and heads up for our annual soup supper on February the 11th. Thank you.
Morning. We will start with 124, Fountain of Grace, 124. Half the choir sounds like they're recovering smoker addicts, coughing, me included. So as last week, I'm not going to have us sing through all the verses because I still have a weak voice too. We'll do 1, 4, and 5 of Fountain of Grace, 1, 4, and 5, hymn number 124.
Sound of grace has rescued me.
Chad Hunt, could you open us in prayer, please?
Our Father, we thank you for today and this opportunity to come together and work with you. And we need a day for one quarter. And I'm telling you, we will have work that we will show us. Pray now, especially for those who are recovering, all of us who are dealing with illness and different issues now, all of us who live and go around with protection over all of us. Stay focused on you and all of us who help us to honor you in our lives and help us to honor you, especially here today.
Sing to the Lord, lift your voices in adoration. Oh, worship with gladness, come offer a song.
Oh, come sing to the Lord,
sing to your voices in adoration. For we surely are his people, to him we belong. Oh, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and adoration. Oh, enter into his courts, praising him with a song. Oh, say, sing of his goodness, of love never, never failing. Oh, worship with gladness, come offer a song. Oh, come sing of his goodness, of love never, never failing. Oh, worship the Lord with gladness, come offer.
Practiced that a cappella one time and decided we liked it that way, so we just go ahead and sing it that way. We don't do that very often. We're going to sing a couple more songs before the offering, but I'm going to tell you, I think it's probably a good idea for us to suspend this handshaking stuff until spring at this point. Okay? So Chris is going to come and lead us number 284 and then another one.
But you guys are well instructed on what to do from last time, if you remember. So just do all that again. 284, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. We'll sing first verse and greet however you're going to do that. And then verses 2 and 3. Stand with me, please. I'm sorry, this is not your offering hymn. We'll sing all three verses, and then we'll do 295 after that.
Beneath the cross of Jesus.
This is our offering song. Calvary Covers It All, sing the first verse, and then 2 and 3 after each other. Calvary Covers It All, 295. Continue with verses 2 and 3 of Calvary Covers It All.
Oh,
those that are sick. We say such a deal, and then we'll bring them back to us as soon as possible, Lord. And we pray again for Susan Davidson, and we thank you for her recovery so far, and we just pray that you continue to lift her up. And pray for all those that are injured or sick, Lord. We just pray that you restore them to us and bring them back. Lord, we just ask that you bless this offering to your service, forgive them.